This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, February 22nd. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Jim Meadows will have an in-depth report on Chief Illiniwek's last dance at last night's Illini basketball game. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. An 81-year-old University of Illinois tradition has made an emotional exit. Chief Illiniwek marched off the Assembly Hall court for the last time last night, but not before making an unexpected encore return to acknowledge more than 16,000 fans, some of them in tears. The chief has been a focal point of controversy over whether he's an honored symbol or a demeaning mascot. Katie Elroy and the Orange Crush student section expressed the majority opinion at the hall.
Well, this is a tradition that we've had for a long, long time, and I mean, everyone is so sad to see everyone go. To see the chief go, there's not a dry eye in the house here. It's an amazing tradition which we're all going to miss, and it will change everything from here on out.
The U of I Board of Trustees announced Chief Illiniwek's retirement last week. Despite calls from some to cancel season tickets or pull donations, very few at the Assembly Hall seem willing to do that. On the other hand, fans like Jeffrey Poor protested silently, replacing their typical Illini orange shirts with black ones after the chief dance.
And I'm a fourth-generation Illinois graduate, and my daughter, Caitlin, is, she'll be a fifth generation when she graduates. So, you know, I mean, we're Illinois people, but at the same time, it's really a tragedy.
There's still no decision on the fate of the chief logo or the regalia that chiefs wore at home basketball and football games. Not only did Chief Illiniwek make a final appearance at a U of I basketball game, but a familiar voice boomed over the PA for the last time.
That's a three! Warren Carter! Timeout, Illinois!
Jim Shepherd has been the voice of basketball games at the Assembly Hall for 22 years, but the U of I released him last fall. Shepherd has announced his last basketball game, but he'll be back for one final football season in August. His successor hasn't been named yet. An 8-month review of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago shows some improvements in the handling of clergy sex abuse cases, but it also points to other areas that are, quote, far from perfect. Some of those improvements include 59,000 background checks, additional training, and the immediate removal of priests accused of sexual abuse. Chancellor Jimmy Lago says the Archdiocese is going to take action instantly on any accusation of abuse, but Lago acknowledges more work is needed in how the Archdiocese monitors priests once they've been removed. A review committee was created in the wake of the January 2006 arrest of former pastor Daniel McCormick. McCormick was charged with abusing five boys between 2001 and 2005. He has pleaded not guilty to all charges. A 32-year-old Springfield man is accused of using the credit cards of dead people to withdraw thousands of dollars in cash advances. Hank McMasters is charged in federal court with defrauding financial institutions. Investigators from the U.S. Post Office allege McMasters pretended to be a credit card holder with the name of someone who had recently passed away. Authorities also accuse McMasters of adding his name as a secondary user onto credit cards accounts of the deceased. Court records show credit cards belonging to dead people in Florida, Kansas, Connecticut, and Washington were used. McMasters was arrested Tuesday. Many consumers around Illinois are facing higher electric bills after rate hikes took effect the first of the year. Republicans in the state legislature say political leaders should get together and find a solution. They point out that Democrats are in charge of both chambers and in the governor's chair. They want Governor Rod Blagojevich to call a summit to provide rate relief. Blagojevich indicated before the election he would take the lead to resolve the rate issue. But John Jones, a Republican senator from Mount Vernon, says instead he stayed on the sidelines.
I'm asking you, where you at, Governor? Because it's time that you stepped up and showed the leadership that you should be showing in this state. We have people that's suffering out there every day right now due to these high electric rates, and we need to address that problem right now, and I'm calling on the governor to do it.
At least one Republican lawmaker says he's had over 300 calls from residents since the rate hikes occurred. In some cases, electric bills doubled. Ameren and Commonwealth Edison raised rates for the first time in a decade. The companies say it was necessary to cover the cost of electricity. A spokesperson for Governor Rod Blagojevich says he supports giving consumers a break but is waiting for legislators to provide direction. A University of Illinois graduate student wants to make the ability to speak a reality for people with even the most severe disabilities. Michael Callahan has won a $30,000 prize to continue his research into a device that can turn a person's thought impulses into words or commands to other devices, like wheelchairs. Callahan says his group has already been able to harness the most specific neurological signals and translate them into speech with a 70% accuracy rate.
There is all that activity that's going on in the brain, but it has a very nice property that it will separate out and localize electrical activity and send it to muscles. And so we capture that signal, and that's what we turn into speech.
Currently, many people who can't speak rely on devices that use eye or muscle movements to pick out letters on a board. Among them is famed professor Stephen Hawking. Callahan says his technology will make the speech process much quicker. Callahan is the first U of I recipient of the Lemelson Prize, which also awards students at MIT and Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. For the sellout crowd at the Assembly Hall in Champaign last night, the big highlight wasn't Illinois' 54-42 victory over Michigan, but the last appearance of Chief Illiniwek, as announced last week by University of Illinois Board Chairman Larry Epley. The chief has plenty of critics, but last night supporters showed how much they loved him. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
It's a halftime tradition going back 81 years. The marching Illini strike up the 3-1, a medley of school songs marking the entrance of Chief Illiniwek. The chief, dressed in traditional Plains Indian costume, runs onto the basketball court to perform a dance meant to evoke Lakota Sioux fancy dancing. Lining the court are students, nicknamed the Orange Crush, who erupt into cheers. Ryan Durbin is in the Orange Crush, and he's still dealing with the news that Chief Illiniwek will no longer appear at games. He's one of thousands of supporters who say the chief represents school spirit.
It gives us something to look forward to. I don't know, it's a sense of unity, everyone coming together and just sharing in this great tradition, and now we've lost it, and I don't even know what to do. You know, people go to the games just to see the chief.
The Orange Crush naturally wear orange, but Durbin is wearing a black suit with a tear painted on his face to show his mourning for the chief. After Chief Illiniwek exited last night, most of the other Orange Crush fans removed their orange chief T-shirts, revealing black ones underneath. Many older fans at the Assembly Hall were wearing black as well, including Jeffrey Poor. He's watched Chief Illiniwek perform at Illinois games since he was a boy.
It's so woven into the fabric of my being that, in all honesty, I cannot get over this. And what I've seen happen here is very typical, I think, of what's going on in our society as far as the movement towards political correctness that's just totally out of line with reality. It's a shame.
Poor was responding to Native Americans and others who call the chief a demeaning and racist stereotype. But those who have portrayed the chief in the past say they were honoring and celebrating Native American heritage. These U of I alumni, known informally as the Council of Chiefs, were trying to find a new way of presenting Chief Illiniwek when his retirement was announced last week. Tom Livingston, a chief from the late 1980s, said at a pregame news conference that they still hope to sell U of I trustees on a proposal.
We are exploring all options to see that the chief will dance another day, or at least work on options if there's particular issues. We know that times change, but we also know that symbols and traditions are important, and we want to comprehensively and thoughtfully go through the process, and we don't feel that that completely occurred.
News reports last summer, disputed by the U of I administration, outlined plans to transfer the ownership of Chief Illiniwek and related trademarks to the Council of Chiefs. this method of insulating the university from its longtime symbol and perhaps from NCAA sanctions is no solution to Chief Illiniwek opponents like Aaron Smith of the Progressive Resource Action Cooperative.
I don't think that's really an issue that anti-chief groups would really be able to compromise on. And I feel it, university passing it off to another group that's going to continue to use that symbol, I think that would be counter to the reasons why we've fought so long and hard to make sure the university would stop using it.
At last night's halftime, Chief Illiniwek took his usual position at the center of the assembly hall and spread his arms as the crowd sang the alma mater. Sitting at midcourt was longtime Illinois fan Bobby Eisner.
We've been attending since 1947, 60 years. This breaks my heart, but I'm an Illini. Always have been, always will be, but I'm going to miss the Indians.
The feeling seemed mutual for Chief Illiniwek, actually Dan Maloney, a graduate student from Galesburg. Last night, he turned back from his usual exit, running out to appear one more time before leaving the basketball court. The cheering crowd's last view of the chief was on the assembly hall's giant video monitors, which showed him in a hallway, fighting back tears until the picture faded to black. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois today, sunny and windy, the high 39 degrees. The wind is from the northwest at 18 to 30 miles per hour with gusts over 35. Mostly clear tonight with patchy fog forming after midnight. The low 23 degrees, winds from the northwest to north at 8 to 16 miles per hour. Patchy fog early tomorrow, otherwise partly to mostly sunny. The high around 40 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, February 22nd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.